Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. After the presidential elections in Iran, Iran is on the same path to the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with an update on Iran's presidential elections.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It looks like Rouhani was re-elected pretty much by landslide victory. How do we explain that, and do you think it's still a farce?
Yes, the elections were a farce because, as I mentioned last week, there is no free selection or primary process where candidates can actually emerge from a democratic process. But the results are decided at 2 o'clock in the morning after the people go and cast their votes in Iran. And that's when the supreme leader and his flunkies, they see the exit polls and they see the turnout figures, and they get a flavor for what actually happened in the election. Rouhani wins re-election by a very big margin. It was too big for them to not acknowledge.
Well, and is he really a moderate, or is he just a hardliner in disguise?
He's hardly even in disguise. I mean, this guy is a creature of the regime. He's a smiling turban. Inside Iran, he's very well known as a creature of the national security establishment and the murder of tens of thousands of Iranian dissidents in jails. The regime has gone into this fantastic effort to rebrand him during the election season. But again, I think that people are going to be seeing through that pretty quickly.
Ken Timmerman with details about the results of the Iranian presidential elections. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. President Rouhani, the so-called Iranian moderate, has been re-elected with somewhat of a landslide victory. What the world needs to know is that in Iran, it's business as usual. Rouhani is basically an approved president, approved not by the people, but by the ruling Supreme Council made up of radical Islamic clerics. The Ayatollahs first select the candidates who can actually run for president, and then they declare the winner before the final results are actually in. This election process is the way of the Islamic State of Iran. Actually, Iran is mentioned in Bible prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, known there as Persia. Key to understanding Iran's role in the future is your ability to understand Ezekiel chapter 38 and the alignment of nations who will move to destroy the Jewish state of Israel in the last days. With Rouhani's re-election, that prophetic scenario will be fulfilled, seemingly, in the very near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...